Saving Steelhead, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. University of Idaho and Idaho Department of Fish and Game are trying to figure out how wild steelhead are affected by fishing, and they'll enlist the help of anglers in a two-year study that will track fish as they progress from Lower Granite Dam through the fishery. The steelhead will be tracked with tiny transponder tags that are implanted in the body cavity of fish. Tag detectors are positioned at the mouths of streams where wild steelhead spawn. The Idaho Statesman, who is reporting all of this, says the idea is to more accurately measure how many wild steelhead are caught and released during the long fishing season that targets hatchery steelhead and how well they will survive such encounters. There's only one problem. Just because fish are caught and released doesn't necessarily mean that they live after release. In a study published in the Journal of Experimental Biology, a UC Riverside-led research team shows that mouth injuries caused by hook removal after catch-and-release fishing hamper the ability of fish to capture prey. Tim Higham, an associate professor in UCR's Department of Evolution, Ecology, and Organismal Biology, studies the biomechanics and hydrodynamics of suction feeding, which is the way many recreational sport fish species.
Some fish will bite their prey, and some fish will use suction. The fish will come up to a prey item and open its mouth as fast as it can. As it does that, it causes a pressure gradient. It just causes the water outside to rush in.
The pressure gradient can be ruined by a hole from a hook, leading to starvation. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.